And at this time in our public affairs program, we are visiting now with Kelvin Kreitman, who joins us. Kind of a face from the past. It is great to see you. How have you been?
Good to see you.
Of course, Kelvin and his family were here for, well, several years in the Broken Bow area. Now have kind of moved on to some other things, but you still have ties to this area, and we're going to get into that here in just a little bit. But it's great to see you again. I know people are, well, they've gotten to know you and your family, so I'm sure that some people listening are like, well, have Kelvin tell us kind of what he's been up to and how things have been going for you.
Yeah, and what's that guy doing back here?
Yeah.
I took a job as a full-time fireman in Grand Island. I wanted to go to paramedic school. My old job wasn't going to play ball with me. So my intentions were never to leave Broken Bow. However, things happened. So tried out for Grand Island Fire, made it. Absolutely love it. Got a year under my belt in paramedic school. So another year to go. It's a two-year school. Mm-hmm. We live in Aurora now. Tanya is actually working out at the airport. So if you fly out of Grand Island, there is a chance you might run into her.
Nice. All right. So I've got to ask, if she's working there, is she in charge of in-flight movies? Since she has that background in the movie business?
Okay. Absolutely not.
That's great. Well, thank you very much for stopping by to visit with us. Because you do still have ties to the Broken Bow area and certainly to Broken Bow EMS. So tell us a little bit about that connection that you still have with the local EMS program.
So on the EMS side of the house, I mean, you know, we're all in the same building down there, fire and EMS. But for fire, you have to actually live in the fire district to be on the fire department. Mm-hmm. With EMS, you can be associated with different ambulance services. So right now I'm associated with Grand Island Fire, and then I'm also associated with Broken Bow Ambulance. And because I'm a advanced EMT, I can operate as an advanced provider now that we're an advanced life support ambulance. And I enjoy coming up here because I enjoy the people. I enjoy being part of the group of people that were instrumental. Dave Baltz, there's some others that were instrumental in getting me to where I'm at now. So I absolutely love coming up here, and I try to as much as I can. This fall, I'm pretty busy with OR and ambulance time and ER time for paramedic school. But, you know, every once in a while, I get back up here.
Yeah. Well, one of the topics that we want to focus in on is kind of a fundraiser and something special that you guys do through Broken Bow EMS, and that's Run for Your Life. And I think this started a year ago.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, a year ago. So one of the things that EMS does and should do is promote healthy lifestyles. Mm. We don't want to be, we don't want to come to your house. I'm truthfully,
yes.
I mean, so part of what our education is getting out and educating people on healthy lifestyles. And it runs the gamut. It can be giving out bicycle helmets. It can be doing car seat checks. And so this is one of the things, we have some great places around here and, some really nice scenery and actually some pretty decent places to run. So this is something I kind of put forward with the group last year, and we did it, and we'd like to continue it, hopefully continue it for as long as we can.
Yeah.
It's a good fundraiser for us. There's a lot of stuff, and we can touch on the ALS side of the house here later, but there's a lot of stuff that we need that, you know, may not be budgeted for. So this money all goes to help us be better at what we do. EMS is a little bit different animal because you have a license given to you by the state. And in order to hold that license, you have to do training. And so we have to go places for that training. So there's all costs involved in that, you know, mm-hmm. to go to and keep our licenses up. So it, you know, every 2 years you have to have all the hours that you need or you won't keep your license.
Yeah. Let's talk about the run for right now. It's coming up on October the 5th.
October the 5th, Saturday the 5th. We changed it from the spring just because it kind of got lost in the mix with everything that was going on. Mm. We were kind of busy there in the springtime. Kind of got pushed to the back burner, and we revived it. So October 5th, Kincaidor has graciously, can't thank Barry enough, to be the venue for this. So LifeNet will land a helicopter out there on their little green patch.
Oh, neat.
So the LifeNet helicopter will be out there. And we're not doing like the open house kind of like what we did last year. This is just basically the run.
Mm-hmm.
So the registration online ends on the 2nd, but you can register the day of. I just can't guarantee you a shirt. If you register online, you're part of it, you'll get a shirt. We'll have some extras, and you know, if you got one that fits, you know, we can give you one. But you can register the day of. And again, I gotta throw this out there. My technology, I'm old school.
I'm right there with you.
And
Kelvin,
I screwed up on the QR code. So if you look at the poster and you scan the QR card and it doesn't work, it's my fault. So we tried to remedy that. I know Steph, I think through the chamber, did put out another one with an updated one on there. But there is a URL on there. You can go to Broken Bow Nebraska Ambulance Service Facebook page. It's on there. And then there's also a Broken Bow EMS Run for Your Life Facebook page too that you can go to. And the URL, it'll either be in the post or in the comments, mm-hmm. and then a QR code will be on there too. So don't hesitate to try that. And if you really want to do it, you can always sign up the morning of. And if you really want a shirt, just flag down one of the EMS people or come out to the fire station. Don't be afraid. We're there's people there all the time now. So yeah, you can come see us. We will gladly sign you up. I mean, we want this thing to be a great thing for the community. And just again, to show people, hey, you know, doing things healthy is good for you, and it keeps you from having to call us to your house.
Yeah. I know that it is used as a fundraiser, correct?
Yes.
What about a registration fee? Is there a fee to sign up for the run?
It's $30, for the fee, and it goes through Get Me Registered, and then they take a little portion of that out, and then the rest of it comes back to us. So the sponsors, and I know you guys sponsored, thank you very much, and there's a lot of other sponsors, the Jenny Milham, Trotters. I was trying to look at the list before I came over here, but should have took a picture of it with my phone, but I don't want it going off in here.
Yeah.
But I want to thank all the people who have sponsored this, throughout. Nebraska State Bank, I got to give them a shout out. They bought the bibs. So this community, it does a great job of supporting these types of things. And I can't say enough about that. You guys have one of the best communities around, you know, in central Nebraska. And I'll just leave it at that. Yeah. It's a great community.
Well, I, for this event in particular, I think that we all understand and realize the importance of our local EMS service. It's like you said, it's a service you don't want to provide, but yet it's a service that needs to be provided. And this is volunteer.
It is.
I think everyone in this area understands that and understands the importance of supporting it.
So we are volunteer. However, I will tell you, we do shifts. Mm-hmm. So there are 24-hour shifts. So there's always somebody that's available during the day, and then there's always somebody during the night. And that's one of the reasons why I'm up here. I took an empty shift on Saturday. And with junk jaunt and everything, who knows what kind of craziness is going to abound this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So we have taken our response time. So 7 to 10 minutes is the national average, and we're under the national average now as a volunteer squad. It's amazing. We've added enough people that we can do this. So we've got like 6 paramedics now. We've got 3 advanced EMTs with a bridge course that's going on with the possibility to add a few more. We've had, I want to say 6 or 7 brand new EMTs over the last, say, year and a half. So we have a pretty robust squad, and people are passionate. They love what they're doing. And again, it's volunteer that, you know, you have to put in the time. Going to school to become an EMT is not, a quick 20-minute thing you do online and you get a certificate. It doesn't work that way. So my hat's off to these people that are putting in the time to do the stuff that they need to do to make this community. Because when it comes down to it, Brent, it boils all down. It's what's good for the patient. We can talk about what all the great things that we can do, but it's actually what's good for the patient. And our being more advanced is really good for the patient and good for the community and good for our mutual aid partners.
Yeah.
Because they can request ALS intercept and get better help.
Yeah. We've got about 5 minutes left.
Okay.
What are some other things that maybe you wanted to mention about and make sure our listeners understand about the process even,
so,
Kelvin?
I really want to mention, let me start off by thanking the hospital, Jenny Milham Memorial Medical Center, the city administrator, the city mayor, the city of Broken Bow, Dr. Minnick, all the paramedics and EMTs and everybody that was involved in the process. Our full-time guy, Andy Holland, put in a lot of work to get us to ALS, mm-hmm. which happened in January. And to move that forward, going forward, I can't thank these people enough because we have really, really become a lot better than we ever could have been in the past. Not that we weren't, you know, good, you know, or, you know, satisfactory before, but we can basically bring the hospital ER room to your house with limitations, obviously, mm-hmm. but we don't have the nice beds and stuff that the ER has, but we have the tools to do that stuff and we can treat people on scene. There's just a lot more stuff that we can do. And I want people to understand the process and stuff that it took to do that was very tough. And we have a group of people that really put the effort into it, and I can't thank them enough.
Yeah. So again, just to quickly recap, October 5th is going to be the day of Run for Your Life. Broken Bow EMS Fun Run. And I assume that you don't have to necessarily run if
nope.
you want to come out and walk.
You can walk
it.
You
can do that.
Yep,
yeah.
Absolutely. You can come out and walk it. You can ride a scooter. I mean, you know, whatever. But you are going to be going across some gravel. So real quick.
Okay.
Starting at Kincaidr, going east on Paulson Road down to 17th, turning right, going south to N. So when you get on 17th, you're going to be on gravel.
Uh-huh.
And then N is gravel for a short period. And then back onto asphalt. Then you're going to turn left on 9th, back up to Paulson Road, turn left again, and then back to Kincaidr.
Okay.
And that will be the route. So 3.1, 3.2, somewhere in there.
Okay.
But that's the route. So you're going to be on a little bit of gravel. So if you are going to ride a scooter or something, make sure you got some off-road tires on it.
There you go. And it looks like 11 o'clock start time, 11 a.m.
The race will start at 10.
Oh, the race at 10. Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah, race starts at 10.
Race at 10, so get there, register. We'll have tables set up and everything. And then they're going to open the kitchen up there, so you're going to be able to eat and stuff afterwards and do all those things. And again, I thank Kincaidr for ponying up the venue, and hopefully we can continue to do this every year. I want people to come out and enjoy themselves and have fun. And talk to the people that are going to be out there. You know, most of us will be out there. I'm going to run it. My wife will not be because she's working at the airport. But yeah. I'll be here running it, and I'll help set up the day before. But come out, join us, have a good time, have something to eat afterwards. It's all for a good cause, and we appreciate everybody and all of our sponsors and all that. We can't do it without you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in to visit with us. Great to see you again.
You too.
And we'll encourage everybody to come out and see you on October 5th.
I'll be there.
All right. Thanks Kelvin.
Right.
There you go. Kelvin Kreitman, our guest on today's edition of Public Affairs.